It's time to hit the trail with the Territorial Rodeo Update with Derek Beck.
Derek Beck with a Territorial Rodeo Update. Fun conversation today with Wyatt Kesper, Mr. Saddle Bronc rider, and hey, Mr. $50,000 winner at the Calgary Rodeo. Wyatt, congratulations, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Man, you have been on a roll lately. What's it mean to knock down a win like that at Calgary, one of the biggest rodeos in the world?
Oh, man, it means a lot. You know, you go up there and compete against some of the best bronc riders in the world, and to come out on top is pretty awesome feeling.
Well, did that ride on Mary Lou, the horse, feel as good as the score showed?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've been waiting to get on that horse for a long time, and it was everything I dreamed it would be, and I was glad I was able to pick that one.
Yeah, I mentioned you've been cashing checks about everywhere you go lately. Does a stretch like this build confidence, or do you have to wipe the slate clean every time you nod your head to go?
Oh, yeah, you get a little confidence about you, especially when you get on a roll like that. And my June and July had been pretty dang good to me, so the confidence through the roof, and we're just beyond excited.
We're talking with Wyatt Kesper as he gets ready for a big couple of weeks to wrap up July. What are some of the next rodeos you're going to be headed to, Wyatt?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We'll go to Salinas, California tonight, and then we'll come back for Cheyenne, Wyoming tomorrow. And then we got West Cliff, Colorado on Saturday, and then hopefully back to the short round in Salinas Sunday. And then we'll go to Salt Lake City the 21st, Ogden, Utah the 22nd, Spanish Fork 24th, and then Pollockville, Alberta on the 25th. So pretty busy week we got going here.
I figured it was. I mean, I know you're, what, number 9 in the world standings right now. You just missed out on the NFR last year. How much of that is fuel for 2026?
Yeah, it's kind of my redemption year. Missing out on the NFR last year was pretty heartbreaking for us. And so it was back to the drawing board the next week, and we got a good start for the 2026 season, and it's still rolling. So pretty excited.
You know, fans hear a horse's name after the ride, but how much do you know about a horse before you climb on it?
I'll call some buddies, or heck, most of these horses nowadays, I've been around long enough that I've seen most of them or heard of them or something. So unless they're new on the block or a young colt, I usually just call my buddies or watch some videos of it and kind of get a game plan.
He is Wyatt Kesper. It's been fun to watch you over the last couple of years. We're hoping you can get back to the NFR. You've got a lot of fans that listen to the Territorial Rodeo Update rooting you on, as we always do. Hey, we at the show, you know, we're an agricultural radio network at the end of the day, so we want to know, when you're having a steak, what kind of steak, and how do you like it cooked?
Probably going to go with a ribeye, and it's going to be medium rare.
Attaboy.
More to the rare than the medium.
Love that, and we love Wyatt Kesper.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's this week's Territorial Rodeo Update. We'll have a full look at the top 5 countdown in every event next week. Shout out to all of you listening up and down the radio dial. Today's show brought to you by Gingrich Structures.
Gingrich Structures builds agricultural, commercial, and residential post-frame buildings designed to meet your needs. All built with superior craftsmanship and attention to every detail, from planning to completion. Your local Gingrich Pro will guide you every step of the way, helping you create a custom post-frame building you can count on for years to come. Visit GingrichStructures.com to connect with your local Gingrich Pro and ask about the industry's only 5-year workmanship warranty. That's Ginger, ICHStructures.com.